Well, to Haiti now, where over 1,200 people are dead after that 7.2 earthquake struck the southern part of the country Saturday morning. Rebar and concrete flattened, homes demolished, thousands more injured, and then there's the unknown number of people missing, trapped under the rubble. The death toll is expected to rise. NPR correspondent Jason Beaubien is in Haiti on his way west from Port-au-Prince to the area most affected. Jason, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, even we've actually just passed by where the epicenter was, and there's buildings just completely flattened in some of these small villages. You know, the top stories have pancaked onto the stories below them. There's a lot of concrete debris all around these smashed buildings, and even on the road as you're driving in, there's landslides, there's extra debris out on the roads. This area was really hard hit.
Well, it's chilling because this earthquake was stronger than the one in 2010 that killed almost 220,000 people. And, are you seeing rescue efforts? What's your sense of enough rescuers and resources?
Well, you know, certainly we're hearing from people in Port-au-Prince that all of that is underway. But you get out here and people are saying they haven't seen any government officials come to talk to them. They haven't seen any aid arrive yet. People are telling us, in just the very first town that we stopped in, we need help. And it was clear that they did. You know, I talked to this one guy whose four-month-old son was killed when a piece of concrete fell on him. And he really would like to get some assistance removing the top story of that building, which is now just dangling there. But they say they haven't seen anyone come through who's offering them assistance. So frustration is rising as well amongst people who are waiting for assistance. And the other big issue is that a lot of people are sleeping outside. You've got mattresses sitting on top of like piles of crumbled cinder blocks because people don't want to go back inside because they're so terrified that the shaking is going to come back.
Yeah. Well, we understand that aid groups were finding it difficult to get to this area even before the earthquake because of how tightly gangs were controlling Haiti and the roads there. So thank you for your reporting, but what is your sense of the gangs?
Well, so we just drove that road, which up until just recently was very much a no-go zone for lots of people, including aid agencies, businesses that they couldn't get trucks through there. And we drove through this one section in Marquesan, and it was striking. The street is just completely deserted. The neighborhoods around it, there's no people in them. All of the businesses are shut down. There's garbage piled all over the place and smashed cars that have just been abandoned there. And in Haiti, it's very unusual to see buildings and a town and everything with no one in it. And that is the area that the gang controls right now. And supposedly there's a truce or something going on that the gangs are not attacking vehicles coming through there right now. But you can see how frightening it is just because of how quiet it is as you're moving through what normally would be a bustling Haitian market.
Yeah. Well, in the minute and a half we have, there's two other forces here. The July assassination of former President Jovenel Moïse. One wonders what shape the government is in for a crisis like this. And then Tropical Storm Grace, expected to pass nearby Haiti today. So address both those concerns.
Yeah, certainly the political instability is one concern. Prime Minister Ariel Henry, however, is really trying to step up into the role as the leader of the country. He's been out here. He's been touring. He's been visiting patients who are waiting outside hospitals to get treatment. He definitely is attempting to step up and show that there is not a leadership vacuum at the very top. When it comes to Tropical Storm Grace, people here are very concerned about that. As I mentioned earlier, people have been sleeping outside because they don't trust going back inside these buildings. A lot of these buildings have cracks in them. They've got sometimes upper stories that are still like dangling from some rebar, and people are now worried that they're going to get soaking wet. It really looks like that storm is on track to hit this area quite hard.
Yeah.
So this is one more thing that's sort of being piled on the people in this part of Haiti, you know, people who have suffered so much up until now.
That's NPR correspondent Jason Beaubien, live on his phone from Haiti. on the trail of that earthquake. Jason, best to you and your crew there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.